Oh my gosh, visibility, engagement, connections, profit, revenue. We all want more of these things, but so often we don't know how, and we don't know how to make the connections or the engagement be profitable, right? Like, are you guys with me? Many of you are aware that you need to be more visible, right? Raise your hand. Raise your hand if that's you. Some of you know that there's a knack in knowing how to be the difference, engaging with ease, right? Some of you wish you knew how to do that. And some of you know that there's a knack for that engagement, but you aren't quite sure what or how to plug that in to be connected, to be powerfully connected, to be strategic and increase that income, right? Is that you? Oh my gosh, I know I've been there. Melanie Richards is the visionary founder and CEO of Increase Your Visibility. Founded in 2013, she is the go-to marketing strategist for six and seven-figure earners, catering to coaches, speakers, authors, and businesses. Her unique marketing technique and attention to your personal mission is what sets her miles apart from the rest. And as well as her mission is to connect you with what matters most, your ideal clients, right? Seriously, massive, massive insight is going to be dropped. Big nuggets today. Hang around. We have an amazing, amazing show for you with Melanie today. If you are watching from any other platform, thank you so much for who you are and taking the time to hang out with us. If there's a link above you in the feed, go ahead and click that. Come on over to the Erin Strayer Show. We'll be able to see you and see your comments there. But if not, thank you so much again for hanging out with us. You are live with us on the Erin Strayer Show, where we are all about promoting, cultivating, and expanding amazing female entrepreneurs that are out in the world doing things just a little bit differently. We talk about hot topics and pain points. Oh, visibility is so one of them, right? We're going to give you workarounds to those problems and challenges that we all face every single day. You think it's easy being on camera? No, not for any of us. And it's not normal, right? Who am I? I am Erin Strayer. I'm your host, and recovering corporates and entrepreneurs hire me to get them business beyond the basics. We're going to talk about lots and lots of that today. So hang tight. We're going to bring Melanie up to the screen. Hello.
Hi, Erin. Welcome.
I'm so glad you're hanging out with us today. And one, thank you for your time. Thank you for your insight. Thank you for the wheelbarrow full of buckets and buckets of information that you're going to drop on us today. And you're like the queen. Like, we're just going to call you Queen Visibility, right? That is your wheelhouse. That is your mainstay, it's your mission, it's everything that makes you tick, and I'm so glad you're here.
Thank you so much for having me, Erin. I'm delighted to join you again.
I know, this is round two for you.
Yes, yes, I can't wait. So yeah, thanks again.
I think it was probably pushing 2 years ago that you were on my show, and we have stayed in touch, we have stayed in communication, we have stayed friends and connected, and I just love how this collaboration has like grown and blossomed, and you know, the relationship that has formed, and like, you've always been part of making sure that you're visible for the last lot of years. Like, you bought a one-way ticket to Tahiti or something like that, I heard. What's that story?
So in a really cool way, as my last day as a full-time employee and a part-time entrepreneur, I moved from the side hustle, and 2 days later, we were on a flight to Tahiti. That flight to Tahiti was my first official work day as a full-time entrepreneur. I had not been playing at it, but dabbling at it, trying to hire talented coaches and, you know, shift to the entrepreneurial mindset. And Tahiti was really the beginning for me. I met some really talented entrepreneurs on the trip. They reminded me of balance and inspiration, and we were off.
Isn't that amazing? Like, one-way ticket. Let's go to Tahiti. I've never been. It's in the islands. We're going to get some sun and some palm trees and drink some umbrella drinks, or for you, it's champagne, because it's all day. Start with mimosas. But really, that was massively transitional for you. Like that moment of the shift was really pivotal for you. Like, yeah.
It was the beginning of the big shift. Plus, when you go to Tahiti, they make you buy a round trip. It must be within 6 months or they don't let you in the country. And I understand why. There's like 160 some odd beats. It's amazing and worth the trip. But really, the trip was the beginning of the how to serve mindset. As an employee, you don't have to have that. As an employee, you are serving a boss. You're serving others. But it really was the how can I serve clients? And now I have time to fully show up for clients. So really, it was, you know, a little stressful in the beginning because you're wondering, can I do this and how am I going to meet people?
Yeah. And so like a smile and a handshake did it for you and it just started from there?
Actually, when I came back, it was where do I start? So yeah. I did a Google search for where did I start? Where was I going to find clients? I thought I was going to cater to brides. I'm a romantic. And I wanted to help brides with invitations. And I found out that 70 other people were doing that within 5 miles of where I live. So then step two was off to the chamber. They had 2,700 members. And that was the beginning of giving out 1,000 business cards in 4 months and receiving one phone call. And going to an event with your gifts and your smile and your professionalism and your expertise and not knowing if anyone heard you, saw you, or felt you. One call from 1,000, giving out 1,000 business cards. Now I don't give them out at events anymore.
Ooh.
I don't give them out unless I'm presenting and hosting or unless someone asks. If not, I do not give out. When people pass business cards, I never pass mine. I'm looking to make the connection with the person who came up. I didn't get your card. That's the person I want to meet. I didn't get your card.
I didn't get
that person who's kind of paying attention and really cared enough. And those are the type of people I love working with. People who really care about helping others. They're concerned. They don't want to miss covering anything for their clients. And they need help making sure their clients know how wonderful those are. They are. Those are the type of people I love working with.
So what's the difference between them and the people that just want to collect cards?
So the card collectors.
The card collectors.
They can come across like adult trick-or-treaters or they come across as hunters. Yeah, I've got a blog on it. My first blog is, are you an adult trick-or-treater? There's a picture of me in a mask on LinkedIn. But it does feel like that. Like you're at an event and you're at a place and you're not sure whether the person that you're speaking to is going to take you to Fantasy Island. Are they going to become that client and lifetime referral or strategic source that you want to meet? Mm. Or are you going to feel like you're in limbo or on a treadmill? Or are they going to make you feel a little creepy, right? Like you're on Survivor Island?
Or make it in alone, right?
Like, yeah, it happens at events. It happens in networking. It happens, you know, as a kid from the Bronx, mom used to say, be careful who you sit next to on the bus and the train. And networking really can feel like that.
Yeah. Yeah. So your expertise is figuring out how to engage these people. So those are like live networking events, right? BNI, chambers, mixers, whatever. How do you engage online with people? Like you're a queen in person, like clearly.
So online, I really had to learn that the hard way. Mm-hmm. And I learned that as a result of becoming a coach and helping clients, trying to find places for clients to connect and groups where my clients could be successful online really helped me figure out where to do the same. There's a local group called HV Women in Business, where Lori's grown her group now currently to about 2,400 members. Mm. In the beginning, I watched the growth of that group and I realized that group was growing, doubling and tripling at a really rapid pace. And that group changed how I interact online. It's a really safe, supportive environment. And that's something that I work on very hard on maintaining myself at my live and virtual events. I want to make sure it's always safe for a client. So that group taught me that I could express myself in my voice without anybody arguing.
No politically
incorrect in discussions. Everybody understood and understands that we all have a point of differentiation. And that group actually really, really brought me a search and it's kind of a journey towards being transparent now online. I only participate when it feels right.
Yeah.
If it doesn't feel right, I'm not a believer in schedule posts. And I'm not a believer. I believe you've got to be fully present, live and online.
For those of people that are watching, we have a lot watching on our watch party, a lot online with us here. If that landed for you guys, as far as being fully present, like give me a comment, hands up, emoji, something. Because I'm telling you what, that realization right there to be fully present, not schedule, like really schedulers are awesome. And their time, you know, they help with your time management and all of that. But it also takes away from that personal interaction and that engagement level. Like I just put a post in. If you schedule, most of us forget, like we do it at the beginning of the month, the week, and then we forget what time we scheduled them for. So we don't loop back around and answer our people and we don't do the follow up, right? That gets to be done. And I think that a lot of us miss that mark. Do you agree?
Sorry. I do. In the beginning, I wasn't sure how important it was to build, to really help you build a lasting connection. We can always start with a post, but when people are responding, they're looking for us.
Yes.
They're looking for someone to see them. They're looking for someone to hear them. And they're looking for something that kind of resonates. We're looking for stuff that moves us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're looking for that connection, right? Like that human connection and that heart, something that grabs us to connect.
In the beginning, I thought I was afraid of having digital dementia, too many notifications, too many
dementia.
Yeah, too many things you needed to respond to at live events. I was at a live event the other day and there was a table full of people and no one was looking at anyone at the table. What was interesting was it was a sponsor table. So it was a table full of people from the same organization. And maybe they were looking at messages from home, or maybe they were checking email, or maybe they were checking in or trying to stay present. But every single person at that table, no one was looking at another person.
Oh, my loving. That's super sad too. And you know, it's not only networking, but our families do that too, right? Like dinner. And it's sad how we've lost that, again, that human touch. So I know that for you and you guys, I'm sorry, I don't know if you can hear, my lawn guys are now outside. I think they're, I don't know, cutting a tree down. I'm not sure. Can you hear that?
A little bit, but it's good. As long as you're safe, we're good.
Okay, good. I know that you, you know, some of the things that you teach in your courses are there's some steps to making sure that you are building lasting connections. And I want to kind of step into that and start covering some of the steps that you think are very, very instrumental and specific in building these lasting connections. Because really, we don't want one night stands anymore, people. We just don't want them. We want like forever friendships, like we connected two plus years ago, you know what I mean? And have stayed in touch because we've nurtured that connection and that relationship between us. And there's some keys to doing that. So come on, coach, lay it on.
One of the things that most people try to do, and especially if you're an entrepreneur or you're part of a team sometimes, people are trying to move from being invisible to being profitable.
Yes.
We really have to slow it down. So we really have to separate our marketing, our networking, and our sales. So I've separated it into two parts. So the first part is kind of nine steps. And that part will help us move from being invisible to be visible.
Mm.
And the second part is using some strategic keys to help us move from being visible to be profitable.
Yeah.
But to really slow it down in the beginning, and kind of each of the steps, we need to think of them, whether we're doing it for marketing, or we're doing it while we're networking, or we're doing it to sell. So we're kind of separating them almost into their three separate flywheels as opposed to a funnel, because I think of the funnels as you start at the small part and you get to the big part and then you're on the roof, you're ready to jump. There's no other place to go, and you're really looking to build continuous relationships with people. So really, I always think of the first step as plan.
Mm.
And the planning part can mean so many different things. And in between every single step, think of communicate. It's really important, because whatever you're doing during each step, you want to share it with somebody. The second step is design. And the plan part really meant kind of plan your strategies. The second part is design your processes. What are you using? How are you reaching people? How are you kind of turning them into an action step? The next step is attract, which really is attract your audiences. Many of us, I try to reach entrepreneurs and teams. They're different processes, it's different systems. But if you think of them for yourself as you're attracting, start thinking of the results you want, of how you're getting to know people, and being a great listener. And the fourth part of that.
I want to stop you on that one for a second, because I think clearly I have my pen. I think that is so instrumental, the listening part. Like, that gets to have a little bit more acknowledgement, that I think that we are so stuck on selling our thing that we don't stop to listen to who we're selling our thing to even see if our thing lands for them.
Plus, in some cases you have a lot of products.
Right.
In other cases, you have a lot of services, and you're not sure whether the person that you're speaking with is interested.
Yeah.
So really, that attract part is listening to making sure that it's a good opportunity for them.
Yeah.
And listening to make sure what you may figure out that you want to offer to them as a solution, whether that's a good fit for them or not.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's just super, super huge. Super huge is that listening part. I know that there's tons of other steps in your building connections, but I want to transition real quick to you also think that there are massive, like very, very strategic, you call them keys, which I love that. Like, the key unlocks the door. It unlocks the next step. It unlocks the opening of something, right? Like Pandora's trunk, right? Like, what's in there, right? What's on the other side of the lock that the key has, your entrance to? And I want to shift real quick into some of your strategic keys to increase revenue. And we're only gonna drop a couple of them, because I want to talk about what you got going on, because it's Small Business Week.
Thanks. And thanks for celebrating it. One of the things about the keys is I realized while I was networking, I had a bunch of puzzle pieces and I wasn't sure when to use them.
Mm.
And sometimes if I really didn't have a big relationship with somebody, I didn't know which puzzle piece they might be interested in. So I think of these strategic keys as puzzle pieces. You'll see them in some diagrams, and I'll drop one for Aram. It's on my LinkedIn page. But the puzzle keys are basically, in our perfect world, we'd like to move from be visible to be profitable.
Yeah.
But one of the keys is be selective. Another key is be consistent.
Yes, selective is huge though too, because I want to land there for a second, because anybody and everybody aren't your people. If you're going into the market thinking you have something for anybody and everybody, you better like go back to the drawing board.
But we do think that in the beginning, we think if you know somebody who's in financial services, they're figuring anybody who has a financial need is a good fit for them, mm-hmm. but they're really looking for people with great credit scores. Yeah. They're looking for people who maybe have other forms of collateral. They're looking for people who have some expertise, and the be selective part is really important. The part, another big part is be valuable. That really is ties back to the attract, to who are you showing up to help?
Right.
And are they interested in the value that you're offering?
Yeah. Yeah, that's so huge.
It's kind of like people will continue pouring water into a glass that's really, really full or into a pitcher. And we don't have permission to hold the glass or the pitcher yet.
Yeah.
So for providing that value to get past, you know, people like talking about no liking and trusting.
Right.
But I really feel that the trust part, if somebody doesn't believe what you're offering in a way that doesn't make them feel icky or uncomfortable, we all feel it. We've all felt it.
Every single one of us. Yeah. Yeah. The slimy, icky, like not even hi, how you doing? It's more here by my thing, right? Like I'm sure you get them too all the time, like daily. People want to, you know, reach out and it's through Messenger and it's like, hey, here by my widget or my thing, or I think you'd be a perfect fit for my, oh really? Who are you? Hi. My name's Erin. I really like chicken and hammocks. Right? Like, I really would like to have my own chickens, and yellow is my favorite color. How about you? Like, really, like, let's be human. I know it seems funny, but we've gotten so far away again. I mean, we're talking about being visible and being profitable. And those two things go hand in hand. How are you being seen? And how is that a direct relationship to the money coming in? Right?
Some people talk about the challenges of working with people who they want permission to give constructive and sometimes destructive criticism to. My favorite example was going to a wedding expo. I was researching an expo, a local expo, to give a talk about bridal expos to wedding pros. And I met a physical trainer, and what he didn't realize was that I didn't live in the local area. And I lived 90 minutes away. And he followed me from his table because he identified me as a good contact, but I had walked away from his table.
Mm.
And I walked away from his table, and he stopped me in the middle of an aisle while I was talking to somebody else. And he gave me his business card. And he told me when to come by his physical location. He never asked me, was I interested? He never asked me any of my goals. And when he lost my eye contact twice, he continued kind of like a, you know, a really, really unwanted approach.
Mm.
And the first thing I was looking for was the nearest garbage can.
Right? To go vomit in.
Yes. His literature, right?
Yeah.
And I know what marketing materials cost. You know, usually I would put somebody's card back on their table, but this one I wanted to make sure no one else there discovered him.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that we really have to be really mindful of.
Right, right. And clearly, who knows how long ago that event is, that's still very, very present in your memory. That's an icky situation, one that you don't want to, one, you don't want to be that person, and two, you don't want to interact with those people. Like, don't be those people. Like, just don't be those people. So You have a whole program. I want to spend a little bit of time. You coach people on being visible and being profitable. You have a whole marketing gambit of coaching that you do for people. In addition to that, you clearly cater to coaches, speakers, authors, business owners, people that put on massive events, and really coach them and help them be more visible so that they can be more profitable. But in addition to that, you are super, super passionate that this is National Business Week.
I am. So it gives me a chance to celebrate with, I've hot seat coaching where you can jump in for, 45 minutes at a affordable investment and we can talk about some of your challenges. But the really exciting part is I'm really looking forward to hosting my first two online networking events this week to celebrate Small Business Week. So we're going to have one tomorrow, Wednesday, May 8th. And it will be Eastern Daylight Time from 5:30 to 7 on Zoom. And we're also going to have our second one, a morning version, on May 10th in the morning at from 10 till 11:30. And we're doing that one in a really fun sense. So you'll love it. The morning one, you'll notice I'm not totally awake. I'm an afternoon girl, but by popular request for larks like Erin, we're going to do this in the morning too. So it'll give people two opportunities to join us via Zoom. You can join us face to face. You can join us by phone even. And we're going to have a virtual toast as well as a little dance party built into both of them. And give us a chance to all meet energizing connections that'll help us be visible. My retreat guest who joins us last year, you're joining me as my guest. You'll have a great, great link to join us on me with my thanks for either time. And for others, it'll be $10 for each of the networking events and a chance to make some great connections.
I am so excited, and I was stoked when I realized that this fell lining up with your networking, lining up with National Business Week, all about being seen, being profitable. Like, I love that this, like, our interview here today, this, all of this stuff lined up on this all like on purpose. And I think it's weird and amazing. We're going to drop the links in the feed when we're done, people. So please keep an eye open for that. It'll be over on the Erin Strayer Show page. If you're watching from any other platform and you want the link, it'll be on the Erin Strayer Show platform under the show today, to hop into that virtual networking. It's massive. You do this in your own arenas, and you do this a lot with your private events that you put on. And I'm super excited. I'm excited.
I am too, and I really want to thank you, Erin and Rick from Network Fusion and Online Review Genie for sponsoring our Small Business Week networking events. Thank you so much for your amazing support, both of you.
Yeah, it's an honor. And being a small business, we all are that, and it doesn't matter what your income is. It's still, we're entrepreneurs, and we want to expand our reach and our connections. And it might not be that you're an ideal client, but maybe somebody in your lane is my ideal client. And the relationship, it's all about the engagement, making sure that you're making and building lasting connections we touched on some of them today. Our time is super, we're covering a lot in a very short period of time. Like, you guys seriously have to hang out with Melanie because she drops nuggets all the time. What's the name of your group?
My group on Facebook is Illuminations Groups. It's also a great chance too, before, during, and in between the events, to let us know more about you, your services, and who you'd like to meet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we're going to drop the links to Melanie's Facebook group in there in the feed when we're done here. We're also going to put the link so that you can sign up to hang out and play with us in the national networking, online networking event that Melanie is doing 2 days this week, Wednesday, tomorrow, the 8th, Eastern time, 5:30 to 7 p.m. Eastern time. So, you know, you on the Pacific coast, that's 2:30 to 4, if I did my math right. 2:30 to 4. Yeah. I'm like, ah! Okay. And then we're going to repeat it again Friday morning for both of us. So 7 a.m. Pacific time and 10 a.m. Eastern time on Friday. You can sign up for one or both of those. Come hang out with us. Make some new friends. Make some new connections. Figure out how to engage Melanie style so that you can be visible and be more profitable. Any closing words from you, love?
I just wanted to say thank you for really reminding me why I'm ecstatic that I have a Be Visible mission. It's to meet talented, wonderful people like you. Mm. I want to thank you for that, because the faith and energy, we all need people to help us move forward or move at all. Sometimes we feel like we're standing still. And it's really about meeting talented people like you who rejuvenate us, who recharge us, who refuel us and refresh us. You know, we all need that. And really, it's about energizing connections. And I want to thank you for being an amazing one and for an opportunity to join you again on your wonderful show.
So good. It's so good. You guys, again, we've been talking about Be Visible, Be Profitable with the amazing Melanie Richards. If you guys never want to miss another show, just type live in the comments over here on the Erin Strayer Show platform. We'll make sure you get in the loop, stay in the loop, know when we're on live. We love amazing female entrepreneurs. If that's you, you know how to find me. Reach out. Maybe you're the next one in line. So anyways, Melanie, I can't wait to see you tomorrow and Friday in your event.
Thank you so much. And our event is co-ed. So come one, come all, bring friends.
Yes. Yes. We love co-ed too. We love it. Whoever you are, come on in, hang out with us, and let's make some new friends and make them lasting. So anyways, thank you guys, everybody, for watching with us from whatever platform you've been watching with us on. We appreciate you. You've been live on the Erin Strayer Show with the amazing Melanie Richards. Take care, everybody.